بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة، وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار، وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء، وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. With regard to this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has referred to three types of stones. One is that stone from which rivers flow. Another is that stone from which water flows in less amounts, like that of fountains, wells, etc. And the third is that no water flows from them, but they fall in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. They have got the great fear of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have written that the first type, that is from where rivers flow, they are like those ulama'i rasikhin, who have drank very deep in the knowledge of deen, and are imma hadin, and they are the guidance for the whole of the mankind. The second type are those which are known as ulama'i rabbaniyin, those ulama who have very much attachment with Allah Ta'ala, and they are also guidance for people. And the third, from which no water flows, but in the fear of Allah, those stones fall down. Those are the Ubbad and Zuhad, the pious people of the Ummah, who engage in a lot of ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and who abstain from this dunya. It is also narrated from the Salafi Salihin that the first type, that is those people, the stones from which rivers flow, lot of water flows, those people are referred to who cry a lot in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Over their sins, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the life of the Akhirat, they are very much afraid of that, and they cry in great abundance. And the second are those people who do cry, but not so much like the first type. But they also, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, they shed tears, and they are fearful of Allah Ta'ala, the retribution, the punishment which Allah Ta'ala, if he has to mete out. And the third, that those stones, that water does not flow from them, but they fall in the fear of Allah, are those people that no tears come out from their eyes, but in their hearts they keep on crying by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They are fearful of Allah in their hearts, though no tears come out from their eyes. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that besides the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, do not speak a lot, do not use your tongue a lot. That is like in dunya's matters. And there we have to consider, many of us regard it an art just to be talking. For everything we must have a remark, and everything we must put in our input also. Those people who talk a lot, it is warned that their hearts become hard, and so hard that more harder than stone also. Stone is that from which rivers flow, from which water flows. Stone is that falls in the fear of Allah. But these people's hearts become even more harder. And this was the case of the Bani Israel, where unnecessary questions they kept on asking. And though it appeared to be like in the matters of deen, many of us in the discussions of deen, but we are just really wasting time. We are just fooling ourselves. We are discussing deen, but we are fooling ourselves, and we are doing great harm to ourselves. Like the Bani Israel, it was according to their thinking that they wanted to know exactly which cow it was. But it was all fuzul, la yani, waste of time, all those questions, and so much so. And we have to take a lesson from here, that it made their hearts so hard, more harder than stone also. And then nothing goes into that heart. That heart is not impressed by anything whatsoever of haq, of deen. And unfortunately we find that, if we have to see in ourselves, a lot it is in us. the matters of deen, ayats of Quran, talks of deen, when Allah is remembered, this means nothing to us. In fact, we'll make a joke about it also. We'll pass some funny remark about it also. When it comes to dunya's matters, then see how alert we are and how much our minds are working in all the matters of dunya. It is all a sign of a heart that has gone completely hard, and as Allah explains here, more harder than stone also. And for this we have to make a lot of dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-qaswati wal-ghaflati. Oh Allah, I seek your protection that my heart becomes hard and that I become unmindful of your commandments, of your reminders, etc. What the world is going through at the moment, but many of us, there is no change. Our lifestyle, the holiday festive season is coming and we are going back to all those things. That is a sign of a hard heart, that all this that we went through, it meant nothing to him. Masjids were closed, there wasn't namaz, and all this still it means nothing to many people. Our weddings carry on, our holidays carry on, and all the wrong carries on. This is all the sign of a very hard heart. And these are those hearts that Allah refers, that in the fire of Jahannam, the fuel of Jahannam, wuquduha al-hijara, will be stones like these. These stones, hearts which have gone so hard, they will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us, and may Allah Ta'ala save us from our hearts becoming hard like this. Wa akhiru da'wana. Thank you.